Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys.
News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Toxic masculinity. Because when stuff hits the fan, no one looks around for a feminist. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
I say, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right.
How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
I played that last week for the first time, that CNN clip. Chris Cuomo is interviewing her. We have to have a carrot. People want to enjoy freedom. Everyone's fine, and we have to have a carrot for the vaccine. How are we going to get them to do it? Take away their freedom. I just want to know what you thought of that clip. Yeah. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I'd love to know your thoughts on that. You worried about it? You worried about the vaccine passport? I am. When I see pieces like The Independent, Independent UK put out, Glenn Greenwald left The Independent. He was one of the starters of The Independent, right? Founders, and left it because it was becoming too propaganda-ish, too leftist. They put out an article that said, if you don't get the vaccines, stay home. If you don't have the passport, stay home. And they said, they equated it to basically, so what? You lose your liberty. It's for the greater good, right? It's for the greater good. So you don't get a comment in it. Yeah. And basically said, you'll be in intensive care or dead if you don't get it. And equated patriotism to that. Not very patriotic being in the intensive care. Oh, really? How many people are in the intensive care? Yeah, not very many. Not with a survival rate I spent a week at home 99.8% of the time, like any other virus or flu. So I just want to know what you think. That comment to me just says so much. Deagle.com putting out that they're a forecaster site. They put out that we would be, right now we're at what? 331 million, and that they forecasted we'd be 99 million by 2025. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, I just want to know when somebody's going to finally tell Joe that our guns aren't for hunting and we're not going to comply with the vaccine.
Somebody just
needs to go ahead and bring some of these important issues that are always a missed opportunity, especially like when they say you don't need this many rounds for hunting. Somebody needs to tell them our guns are not for hunting and let it be clear.
I agree.
It's like we live in one world and they live in another.
I know.
I love your show. Great work.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I agree with the caller. Absolutely. 100%. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Let
me turn off my...
Sure.
I am horrified by this whole passport thing. This is they're breaking their own HIPAA laws.
I know.
It's the same people
that want this vaccine passport to travel and to go to concerts and to go shopping or travel state to state or whatever the case may be are the same ones that don't want the voter ID. It makes zero sense.
I know. Right. They're totally not consistent.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make us think that government provides us the rights. And they don't give us the rights. We have the rights by virtue of God gave them to us.
Right. Exactly. And the other caller was right too. Where are the people that are going to them and basically stating we're not having it? You won't see very many even conservative politicians really call this out.
No, and that's sickening.
Yeah, it is.
That's really sickening.
Yep. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that.
Okay.
Naomi Wolf, who I don't normally agree with, she's such a leftist. But let me just tell you, she had a great video on this. And I thought it was wonderful because she was putting out there and saying, look, I'm a Democrat, right? She's been a Democrat feminazi forever. This is why her and I would not see eye to eye on very many subjects. But she came out and said, this is the cliff we fall off of. This is the cliff. If we do not fight this, we do not stand up against this, we're done. And I have to agree with her because once they do this, I don't see us coming back from that ever. I don't know how we could, to tell you the truth. I really don't. It would be almost impossible. And they are pushing it as if this is your patriotic duty. I mean, they're twisting it and turning it into that. It's kind of amazing, isn't it? In fact, I could play a little bit of Naomi Wolf on this. This was so interesting. Let me play just a little bit of this. Here we go. Here's a few minutes.
Basically, let me explain a little nerdy tech detail. When you sign up on a website, or on an app, there's a place where you sign your name and you choose a password, and then there's a list of terms and conditions, and you agree to them. Well, that's really important. It seems insignificant, but it's really important because what it means is you have choice. You can read the terms and conditions, and you can think, this is too tyrannical. They're going to sell my private details. I'm not willing to agree to these terms and conditions. They're not in my favor. And the password and username means that you get to decide when you log on to TD Bank or when you log on to PayPal. You're not walking around your daily life logged into PayPal. You're not walking around your daily life logged into, a credit score. So that's really, really important. You're in control. So with the vaccine passports, none of that will be the case. Everyone has to be participating all the time. And what I mean by that is if you don't participate, you don't get let into the supermarket to buy food. You don't get let into the pub to meet your friends. You can't get into the restaurant. You can't travel on an airplane. You can't travel on a bus. You can't travel on a train. And it's not just that you're forced to participate. I can't say this any more clearly. The vaccine passport platform is the same platform as a social credit system. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. The vaccine passport platform is the same platform as a social credit system, like in China, that enslaves a billion people. In China, the CCP can find any dissident in 5 minutes because of the 360-degree surveillance of the social credit system. And it means that when you act like a good citizen, you get a boost. And when you act like a bad citizen, opportunities get closed to you. Maybe your child doesn't get into college or get into prep school. Maybe, you know, you don't get that job, you don't get that promotion. The vaccine passport that is being proposed in the rest of the West is the same platform. I can't say that enough. Speaking as a tech CEO, what I mean is, once this platform rolls out, any other functionality can be linked to it with no problem, right? Any other functionality can be linked to it. What does that mean? It means that with a tweak of the back end, like virtually no extra development, PayPal can be switched off and on depending on how machine reading assesses what you've been saying on social media. So if you've been too conservative or too liberal, or you've used the word Trump too often, or the words pro-choice too often, or Sierra Club, machine reading will let PayPal know. PayPal will switch off or dial up your interest on a credit card, and that's the world you're living in. Microsoft and Salesforce have already been proposing versions of the vaccine passport because many tech companies are vying for this incredibly lucrative and immensely powerful contract, right? The people who have this data are going to run the world, basically, and they're going to be sort of the gods of the world. And everything will go through them. They'll be more powerful than nations. They'll be more powerful than the UN. But with a tweak of the back end, you can never be positive, you know, or never have a green check, never have a I don't have COVID check. And there's no way to verify the COVID PCR tests. And studies and whistleblowers have shown that they can create false positives by just running them at above 25 cycle thresholds, right? So if you're a dissident, you can always be positive for COVID. And there is no way to challenge it, no way to verify it, and you'll be in a second class category in society for the rest of your life, and your family will too. When you agree to the vaccine passports, when you go to a pub or a play or a restaurant and you swipe that that code, right, which you're getting used to, because since COVID, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you're asked to swipe that QR code, that doesn't just, where does that go? I will tell you where it goes. It goes to a central database, and all the people who are with you, who are also swiping the code, their information is also going to a central database, which means that the vaccine passport, quote unquote, which is really a social credit system, knows everyone who's at that table. And if you're talking about, you know, resistance to the system, if you're talking about staging a protest or writing an op-ed or mobilizing support for a representative to pass a bill to roll back this system, the platform will know. And there's a functionality that creates maps of networks of people. And as you all swipe in your vaccine passport to that cafe or to that restaurant or even to that living room, right, it is geolocating you, and it can tabulate the searches you all have done historically, and it wow. can read what happened on your social media.
Oh my gosh. That was Naomi Wolf. That was the vaccine passport. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, and I'll take your calls.
Open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Skies cracked. Come on to the house. The only things that you can see is all that you lack. A
Reminds me a little bit of Dylan, Tom Waits. I know you can't guess it, but the title is Come On Up to the House. Sorry. Welcome back. And of course, I'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. If you want to comment on the vaccine passport, if you want to add to this conversation that we're having, I just played a great clip. Naomi Wolf, the very liberal Democrat, actually, has kind of changed her tune in the last 5 or 6 years to include things like, oh, hey, be careful, your liberty is about to be stripped. So so I can appreciate her talk on her video that she did about the vaccine passport and what a danger it is. And we don't realize all the things that are going to happen. Kind of like when you bought your cell phone back in the year 2000, 2001, 2002, and didn't realize it would become a tracking monitor, right? It would become, it would track you wherever you went and listen to you. And even when it's turned off, we just didn't. You don't see what's coming, and she's trying to go, this is what's coming because I work for a big tech firm, and this is what's coming. It's like the Chinese credit score. By the way, get to MyPillow. I swear these sheets are so amazing. You're just going to love their sheets. A two-for-one deal right now that you just can't pass up with Mother's Day and Father's Day coming up. Get them a MyPillow. There's so many different kinds on the website that you can't get in the stores anyway. Go to MyPillow.com. They have wonderful slippers. Oh my gosh, it's like walking on clouds all day. They are amazing. These slippers are unlike anything you've ever seen. They went and got the best ones that the marketplace has to offer. These are amazing. The slippers, the sheets, the towels are amazing, ultra absorbent, and just fluffy and soft. And you probably haven't had a good quality towel in a while. These are the highest quality towels. All of these things you can get 30% off if you put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and you can also help this show. Isn't that amazing? You get to help Truth in Radio, and all at the same time when you're getting wonderful sheets and towels, and even their down comforters are just amazing. If you like down comforters, they have the best one I've ever had. And that's saying something because I've had a lot of them, different kinds of them. But they are truly amazing products. Go to MyPillow.com. Also, his movie, Scientific Proof, out about, it's the newest one that just came out last week about the voting. Make sure that you go and see that at MikeLindellTV.com. It also helps him produce these movies. So Scientific Proof is the new one. The other one was Absolute Proof. This one is Scientific Proof, and it dials into the actual, what the software actually did. Whew, lots of evidence there. All right, you can call up 888-673-1450. Give me your thoughts on the vaccine passport. I would love to hear them. I also, let me play just a little bit more of Naomi Wolf, if you will. Here we go. Here's a little bit more of her video.
School. People who have been drafting proposals for contracts for the vaccine passport system, like Microsoft, they've said explicitly that the system can keep people who are positive from leaving the house. Okay? And it can do that. It can make it impossible for you to get on a subway or metro or the tube in London. It can make it impossible for you to get on a bus. It can make it impossible for you to book an Uber or book a Lyft, right? And this is not like maybe 10 years down the line, maybe, you know, in a more dystopian society. I'm telling you, as CEO of a tech company, right now, with a literally half hour development on the back end, these functionalities can be integrated. And the last thing I really want to talk about is money. The US is starting to propose a digital currency. There's a white paper that was leaked to me of China proposing to hold the world hostage basically by using biodata and the biodata of everyone. And that is a goal. And again, a lot of these tech companies are in alignment or working with China, right? So why has this whole coronavirus insanity had the effect of weakening the West? Well, it's the Chinese Communist Party in alliance with big tech. And the If you look at all the policies, they're about weakening the West, weakening our society, weakening our children, not letting them go to school, not letting grandparents hug grandchildren, not letting us speak freely, not letting us congregate in town halls, not letting us pray, not letting us exert our First Amendment or Fourth Amendment rights. This is called subversion, all right? And so that has been happening for a year. We're being turned into a weakened version of the West so that China and the tech companies can be the global superpowers, transcending nation states. That's what's been happening. You have to face it. But what the quote-unquote vaccine passports will do is create a way for China, you know, who owns Zoom, right? It's owned by a Chinese company, and many, many American influencers and media companies have been bought up or bribed, essentially, by the Chinese Communist Party. And so what is the immediate capability of the vaccine passport? Well, Microsoft Salesforce rolled out an alignment of the vaccine passport with Apple Pay and with Google Wallet. And with a digital currency, you know what's next. If you're not a quote-unquote good citizen, if you see a movie you shouldn't see, if you go to a play you shouldn't go to, which the app will know, right? Because you have to scan it everywhere you go. There's no opting out for it. Then your revenue stream can be shut off, or your taxes can be boosted, or your PayPal won't function, and you don't have any choice except to get it back by being a good citizen and disavowing whatever, you know, renegade views you've been having. And I just want to say, I've been deplatformed 5 times now since I started warning people about this, by Twitter 2 or 3 times, YouTube, Vimeo. This may be deplatformed, but what was really striking to me about being deplatformed was the CCP-style conditioning with which I, as an American, was deplatformed. It wasn't just you violated our terms of service. You know, if you want to come back on, you have to not violate our terms of service. It was, we're giving you 3 strikes. You know, we're giving you 3 strikes, and at the end of that, you have to be a good citizen. And Twitter even gave me the opportunity of, like, erasing my own naughty tweets, like cleaning up my own mess, basically. So these are all CCP type conditioning. It's conditioning us to not be Americans. It's conditioning us to not be members of the West. And I really lie awake nights these days. Like, I've promised to reflect the danger exactly, accurately.
Wow. That was Naomi Wolf. She's actually a liberal Democrat, but has changed. But since about 2015, 2014, she started really kind of changing and voicing a lot more about what we were facing. And being in a tech company, she was really trying to let people know that. It really is scary when you start to think about all the ramifications, like she said, everything being tied together, Google Wallet and everything else. Very, very scary proposition. That we're looking at, unless we fight this right now. I'm not seeing a lot of politicians fight this. I'm not seeing them come out with very, very bold statements right now, which is really unfortunate for us. And then you have all the people that buy into this virus as an actual threat. So we're dealing with the stupidity of that, alongside with the fact that nobody can figure out what this is going to look like in 5 years, this 3 years, 2 years, this vaccine passport. And it's so scary. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Great. Hey, there's a way that we can combat this whole thing from the grassroots.
Okay.
On the vaccine passport, the whole thing. I actually tried to reach my state representative, Brad Last, who I think was either just not aware of his ability or too lazy to do it.
Won't do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yeah. So our ability to fight this is already in our First Amendment. Mm-hmm. And we have the right to free speech, but also to be free from discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And discrimination includes your choices. Whether you want to be have a sexual choice or a religious choice, all of those are protected. Well, we can also have the choice about this.
Yep.
And that has to happen at the state level.
Mm-hmm.
That has to
Oh, you're cutting out.
Office right now.
Yeah, you're cutting out. So I'll put the call out because I can't hear part of what you're saying. But yes, we have to. We have to right now. This is going to have to go all the way up the chain, starting with local representatives all the way up through states. We're going to have to say absolutely no to this. They have wanted this for quite a long time. If you go back and you start reading their writings on the Rockefellers, they have put this out there for quite a while that they want this very centralized social scoring, right? So good citizen versus bad citizen. And the word refusal, that's an interesting word. They're not saying that you just don't want it. They're saying you're refusing to get it. Refusal. That's a huge word, and it's a huge way to manipulate the process by which somebody says, well, I just don't want that for myself. Refusal, that turns you into the bad citizen, see? You're refusing. Wow. And Naomi had a lot to say. I hope everybody really soaks that in, and I hope you listen to it on podcast. It was really important, the things that she was saying, because she was saying, look, when you go to dinner with friends and all your phones meet up and they know exactly who's in these meetings, and the fact that you are scanning a code to get into places, people are actually, because the media is telling them to get excited about this vaccine passport and this is your way back, and they'll keep manipulating you and showing you pictures of grandparents hugging kids and telling you that this is the way back. You can't come back to normal, your life as you know it anyway, until you go and do this. Real pandemics and real viruses never need this much advertising and marketing and propaganda. They never need this level, because you would know it. You wouldn't need to be sold on it every 5 minutes. And that's exactly what they're doing. In my own state, they're using our tax dollars to create ad campaigns to tell you to go take this vaccine. And they're saying it's safe and effective, which is a total lie. It's experimental till the year 2023. You're the guinea pig. They're not telling you that. And so when I come back, I also want to play a clip from Utopia. Utopia is a series on TV that came out this last year. And their scene about vaccines was stunning. It was stunning. And I really want you to take that in too, because I think there's so much here that we don't even realize. And that clip will be about sterilization. So I'll have you listen to that, because a lot of the time movies and TV shows will put in the messaging they want us to become accustomed to. And I've noticed it. I know you've noticed it. It's kind of hard not to notice, isn't it? Look at Minority Report. Look at all these movies that come out that kind of shadow and foretell what is coming. It's disgusting, really. But they've been doing it for decades. They've been doing it for decades. So I'll play that for you, because it is kind of scary. I'll talk about China and the real estate bubble that's going to affect us on tomorrow's show. So tune in for that tomorrow. I'll also have Jared Dillian calling in, who talks about the economy as well, in tomorrow's show. Uncle Milty hopefully will be back next week. And I'll just come back and play this clip for you. It really, this clip is like, ooh. I mean, Naomi's clip is bad enough. This one is a whole nother level of that too. So I'll be right back. Stay with me. You can email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. And of course, katedalyradio.com is where you can get all the recorded podcasts of the shows. Be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, shame is a prison, as cruel as a grave. Shame is a robber, and he's come to take my name. Oh, love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Love is the power where my freedom song is found. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
Hi there, welcome back. A little Bethel for you. Welcome back. And of course, I'll try to take some calls too. There is a clip I want to play though. Welcome back to the show. And can't wait to actually talk with you. In fact, Before I take the caller, I just wanted to mention, get over to Balance of Nature and get that supplement. If I could ever tell you something that would actually help you, like the supplement can, I can't recommend a better product. I mean, this is just an amazing product, and you're going to absolutely be so glad you're taking it, because you're going to feel the difference. 31 fruits and vegetables, there's no way you couldn't feel the difference. It's going to be amazing. You're going to love it, and our food supply is not supplying enough nutrients to your body. Give it the fuel that it needs. Go get Balance of Nature and incorporate it into your weekly food budget. Make sure and put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, my first name. And you'll get 35% off and free shipping. Listen, they'll even send it today. Go ahead and get it ordered. At least you know it's coming, and at least you know that you can count on that. There's no fillers or no GMOs. I mean, it's just an amazing product. So highly, highly recommend. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
My goodness, this is Doris in New York.
Hi.
73-year-old lady who called you last week and said, I love you and you're great.
Aww.
Can't believe I got you on again.
Yes.
I want to quickly just ask you, that was a marvelous thing with Naomi Wolf.
Yeah.
I would just like to know where we can get that. I missed it if you told us. Please tell me again.
You betcha. I will put the link in the comment section on Facebook. I'll just say link below of Naomi Wolf so that I don't get censored for putting it up.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll put it in the comment section on the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook.
Okay, another thing I just want to say thank you for that. I don't do Facebook much, but I will do for that. I am really very, very concerned right now. I'm glad I'm on the last end. I'm in great health, great health. I got a God-given great immune system.
Good.
I'm not taking that damn vaccine.
Good.
I mean, hell with it. But the thing is, this ridiculously, I'm sorry, I am really realizing that I'm living in New York City, say too many words because I don't want to be thrown off, but I'm living in New York City where I'm really realizing that as I walk along the streets without my mask and whatever, I am a leper among the people. And when I walked into one of the bookstores and one guy started to walk away from me, and I just said, you know, I didn't want to argue with people, but it's really frightening because I'm realizing I'm going to live to be in my hundreds. Longevity is in the family, and I've got a great immune system. God is good to me.
Good.
I'm in great health. Good. I'm really realizing that I'm going to live pretty much alone. And if this damn passport gets through, it's over, like she said. It's over the cliff. We're never going to come back.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to let people know, but I like the idea I heard on one of the other shows. The next time I try to talk to somebody, I want to try to get my phone in such a way that when I say something to them or they say something to me, I might be able to record it and then put it on YouTube.
Right.
Maybe it'll go on. It'll go viral. Thank you.
Really appreciate it, Doris from New York. I really appreciate you. Honestly, thank you. Thanks for calling in, too. This clip is a little terrifying to listen to. Now, I know that this is a show that just came out, and so I'm not saying this is going to happen verbatim, because obviously it's a TV show. But I want you to hear what John Cusack, he's the bad guy in this, I want you to hear what he has to say. And the guy that first starts out asking questions is Dwight from The Office, okay? So here's the clip from Utopia. I just want you to kind of get this into the peripheral, you know, as far as like the incoming information. Just listen. Just listen. A lot of TV shows preface what's to come. And anyway, here you go. This is Utopia, the show Utopia. Here we go.
You've desecrated all of my work. You disrespected science. What the hell did you put in that vaccine?
And when this vaccine fails, I'll be the scapegoat.
We created a flu that sparked the demand for a vaccine that doesn't work. After everyone in the country is vaccinated.
And the world.
He'll have murdered millions.
Nope, you don't have it.
We need to go now before that vaccine ships and more people die.
Give a certain percentage of the population a fatal illness, and you make sure it's genetic. See, that was the exciting part. You pass it down. So if you have children before you die... Becky, do you have children? How much evil do you have to do good? People are driven by the need to know what happens next. Do you want to know what happens next? Your father created a world-changing, not world-ending, a world-changing, world-improving omnivirus. And we have taken that virus and embedded it in the vaccine of this Stern's flu.
I knew it.
He created a panic, and now everybody's begging for the vaccine.
No. Demanding it. With all the entitlement of a first world country.
Yes. And now we have exactly what we want. Hundreds of millions of Americans lining up, offering us their arms, and letting us give them our creation.
I'm pretty sure when every vaccinated person starts dying, they'll trace it back to you, undetectable virus or not.
You've all been very busy, and you're all very sharp. Are you sure none of you would like to come and work for me? No? Better than dying terrible, violent death? Then understand this. What we are doing is far bigger than death.
Wait. This virus is not deadly.
It looks pretty deadly.
Tell me this. What have you done today to earn your place in this crowded world? Exactly. Everything I do is a cure for our current situation.
And how's it a cure?
You're killing people.
I told you it does not kill. That was the amazing epiphany we had. We didn't have to kill to accomplish our goal.
Which is what?
We intend to stop human reproduction for three generations. The busy, endless global assembly line of babies will grind to a halt.
You're sterilizing people?
Uh-huh. In the first 5 years, we'll start to see major birth rate declines as teenagers vaccinated today hit their childbearing years.
You're controlling the future of human civilization.
Is that what they're calling it? It's a very nice euphemism for a species that has replicated like a contagion across the planet, killing all other species in its wake. Except things that are cute, like puppies or koalas.
Pandas.
Never in history has there been a creature begging for extinction more than the panda. Except us.
You hate people that much?
On the contrary, I love people.
Then how?
Why would doing what our government or citizenry is too spoiled or self-indulgent to do? We are saving ourselves from ourselves.
Halting overpopulation.
100 years ago, the global population was 1.7 billion. 2011, it reached...
7 billion.
People live too long. Die less often. But by then, it'll be too late to save an Earth that bears any resemblance to a world we actually want to live in. This planet. I love this planet.
That was John Cusack. Thoughts? That was the show Utopia. Brand new show. Talking about the vaccine and talk about a vaccine on the show and what the real aims were. You know, it's funny. It's sickening. I listened to that clip and I thought he sounds like John Cusack, the bad guy in that clip, sounds like a lot of leftists do. We're the bad guy. It's us. We're the filthy, filthy person that needs to be, extinguished. Deagle.com put out that our population here in America needs to be 90 or forecasted. It would be 99 million people instead of 321 million. It'd be 99 million by the year 2025. Very interesting. Deagle.com. But in any case, I play that because I want to make sure that we're all aware of maybe some of the things that could be happening. The reason I'm posing that question, the reason I even played that, because I know that is a fantasy TV show, but it's kind of interesting, the messaging there, is that they are trying so hard to get this vaccine passport through. They're doing everything they possibly can. To manipulate you, advertise to you, market to you, shame you into getting it, okay? Telling you you shouldn't see your grandkids unless you have it, can't travel without it, we can't get back to normal without it. All of these messages, they're heavily marketing to you with pictures and the press constantly saying this to you. Corporations, Target, I mean, you name it, all these corporations consistent with that messaging. Why are they trying so hard? Look around you. How many people are really ill? We're not in the middle of a pandemic. We're not in the middle of a pandemic. No cemetery, new cemeteries were ever built in the year 2020. The CDC said no autopsies. Remember that? No, don't do any autopsies. We don't want you to look and see that we don't have a sample of COVID. You can get through this 99.8% of the time, said Fauci, but we still want you to take the shot. They want to cram that shot in everyone's arm, even down to children. Why? There's always a reason. There's always a reason, and it isn't to keep you safe. It's like we said on the, wasn't this Friday when we said this on the show? When people meet in secret and to have secret meetings about things, they're not. It's not for your good. It's not because they care about you. Okay? Governments lied a gazillion times. keep that in mind. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, yeah. I don't need a passport.
No?
I'm not getting inoculated.
Yeah, neither am I.
General Patton ordered a pastor for a weather prayer to destroy our enemies.
Interesting. Thank you. Wow. Between that, between Naomi Wolf, I just let me play the last couple of minutes of Naomi. Here we go. Let me see if
America.
I can pick it up.
Well, this is the most dangerous. There is no coming back from this. I mean, I was asked by a reporter today, what if Americans don't adopt this? And I said, you're already talking
vaccine passport
from a world that's gone if this succeeds in being rolled out, because there won't be any choice. There's no such thing as refusing to adopt it. There won't be capitalism. There won't be free assembly. There won't be privacy. There won't be choice in anything that you want to do in your life. And there will be no escape. So I'm sorry to be such a downer, but understanding this technology, I thought I had to warn you and I had to tell you. At Daily Clout, we've started a campaign to showcase model legislation at the state level to ban vaccine passports. It also, by the way, violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, which forbids you from even asking about someone's medical status. And forbids you from denying anyone access to goods or services based on physiology. It's totally illegal. But it also violates the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment. As a Democrat, I'm horrified that the Biden administration is rolling this out. But wow. This is beyond partisanship. You know, Tories are rolling it out in Britain. In Israel, Netanyahu rolled it out. In 6 months, or no, 4 months, Israel crushed civil society because people who don't sign on to this pass system are second-rate citizens, and people even who do sign on to it who are dissidents are hounded and shamed and ostracized and surveilled 24/7.
Yeah, that was dailyclout.com, Naomi Wolf, Daily Clout. So dailyclout.com has the sample legislation. She's a Democrat, and she's calling out the Biden administration on this, which I'm really glad to see that. I really am. These people have been so silent and so skewed in their values. It's nice to see her stand up for this. It really is. And it's nice to see her call it out as the head of a tech company. And so she's saying that this is the cliff. This is the cliff. And if we go off this cliff, there's no coming back from it. So go to Daily Clout and get that download. So you can download that and send that off to your local legislators. We cannot allow this. You have to have body autonomy. If you don't have body autonomy and they make you take something or force you into it by shame, that you're like a leper society, I can't even imagine that here in the United States. But that's what we're coming to. I didn't even get to, I had a whole thing on what the fetal tissue in the vaccine is or isn't. And I'm making a note to myself to cover that tomorrow, along with China's real estate bubble and how it affects our real estate bubble. So I'll be covering those two things tomorrow. But I want to talk about all of the things about the fetal tissue. A lot of people had questions about that. So I'll go into more depth on that tomorrow as well. There's just so many things to cover in a day. That's just how big this is, how big all this information is. It wasn't like this when I started radio. It's really crazy, actually, I have to say. Email me, Kate, at katedalyradio.com. Guests you want to have on the show. Sherry Tenpenny is coming in about, I think in about 5 weeks. She'll be on the show. And we have a lot of wonderful guests coming up. So Gary Wayne will be on April 16th. He talks about the kind of person we were before the flood. Might be some striking similarities to what's going on right now. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Biblical. We'll go biblical on that Friday. I think it's the 16th, yes. All right, you guys. I'll see you back here tomorrow, and I'll welcome your calls tomorrow. I'll be probably taking a lot of calls tomorrow, so I welcome that. And, of course, be faithful, be fearless. Have a great night.